You are listening to WWBC Coco, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, Indian Atlantic, Indian Harbor Beach, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL Coco, 99.9 FM.
Today on The Word of Truth Revealed.
There are people who love pearls and diamonds. There are people who love things, homes, cars, houses, and land. You'll see funds go there. But when it comes to God, there is no seed. And we're trying to get people to worship who have no seed. That's why the heart, the Bible says it in Romans chapter 8, that the heart of man, the spirit of man, or the flesh, is enmity against God. Naturally, without you doing anything, your flesh doesn't want to raise its hands to God.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, The Oil of Champions. Today, Bishop will be teaching from Psalm 23, verse 5, and Isaiah chapter 49, verse 19.
Let's look at Psalm 23, verse 5, and then Isaiah 41, verse 19. As we look at rising up again. I think last week at 11 o'clock, I preached a message saying, my name is Victory. And if you didn't get that, go back and listen to that. Psalm 23 and verse 5. One verse, it reads like this: you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, and I have an overflow anointing. My cup runs over. Glory to God. And then Isaiah 41, verse 19. Watch this. I will put in the desert the cedar and the acacia, the myrtle and the olive, and I will set pines in the wasteland, and the fir and the cypress together. Look at part A of this verse at the end. I will put in your dry place, in your desert, the cedar and the acacia, the myrtle, but watch this, in the midst of the desert, I got an olive tree there. Thank you, Lord. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. I'm in the desert. You anoint my head with the olive oil. Thank you, Lord. From this subject, as we minister, again I rise. There's some people that need to rise up this morning. Obviously, from the message entitled, The Oil of Champions. The Oil of Champions. Father, I thank you for your word, and I pray that as I teach this message, knowing that you're sovereign, there is somebody under the sound of my voice that needs the oil of a champion right now. We feel like enemies and foes are all around us and we're boxed in. We feel like the enemy is winning. But I thank you for preparing a table before us in the presence of enemies and anointing our head with the olive. And I thank you that that oil will run from the head to the beard and then the skirt, even the land. Thank you for the commanded blessing that pushes us forward. And God, we will give you the glory as we get the growth. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, amen, hallelujah, glory to God. I'm fascinated with the word of God. I've never tied these two passages together in my life. I minister from Psalm 23 on a regular basis. It's one of my favorite psalms that I learned years ago and memorized it in its entirety. And I want Relentless, our prayer ministry, to pick this up and begin to push it, because I believe God is preparing a table before us in the midst of conflicts, in the midst of offenses. I was talking yesterday about the kingdom suffering violence as we were sharing with Awaken, and how the enemy comes against relationships, because the kingdom comes through relationships. Everything that God is trying to get in the earth will come through a relationship. That's why the relationship is always tested. If he wants to stop or slow down the progression of his grace or his kingdom's agenda, he will do it through clogging up relationships. Even now, if you start seeing a relationship choked out, you need to start pressing in right now. Don't allow the enemy to completely choke it out. You need to say to the devil, you can't have this relationship, because there's something God wants to manifest in my life. He wants a kingdom dynamic to come forth in my life through the relationship. You can already see where he's trying to bring it or manifest it, because you'll see it choked. You'll see a tourniquet, as it were, on the floor. But I believe God is preparing tables before us. Amen. He's setting the table. He is the waiter. He is the cook as well, that's cooking up a good meal in the midst of your offense. And he's going to anoint your head with oil and your cup would overflow. At the same time, if you're in a desert, out of Psalm 41 and verse 19, you need to know, and I don't have time to go into all of the trees that are mentioned in the Word of God, but you do your own research. What does the cedar represent, or the acacia represent, or the myrtle represent? And in the midst of it all, I'm going to put an olive tree. Glory to God. And you need to look for the olive branch, the olive tree, the olive root in the midst of your desert, because God won't let you go through a dry time without releasing an oil that can take you through. God won't allow the enemy to get the victory or have the victory in your life. He has purpose for you to win. And I declare that you will rise up out of every situation that you're in today. Can I get an amen? All you have to do is say, I agree. You don't even have to feel it right now. You don't have to feel nothing. It's not by what you feel. It's not by what you see. It's by the Spirit of God. It is not by power nor by might, but by the Spirit of the Lord. And I'm a prophet, and I'm decreeing in the midst of your desert that God has put an olive tree in the midst of your dry place, and you can draw. Ooh, look at that girl. You can draw from the tree and get everything you need. It must be for you. Can somebody say amen? Y'all not happy enough in here. I need some excitement up in here. I feel the Holy Ghost already. I didn't make a mistake. I didn't put the wrong message at 8 o'clock. He wants you to get this message. I move with confidence. I'm confident of this very thing, that the God that had me to write and make sure that I was preaching the 8 o'clock message at 11 and the 11 o'clock message at 8 knows exactly what we need. Actually, draw a circle around yourself. Let's give God a praise. I feel like God wants to do something in the midst of you, in your dry place, in your issue. God wants to cause a fountain to come forth. He wants something to spring forth even now in the name of Jesus. When you said, I'm done, God says, I just planted a tree in the midst of your desert. When you say, I can't make it anymore, God says, I have something to push you forward with. And it is the oil of a champion. I decree and declare that the oil is running thickly in your soul and in your spirit. In the place, the dry place that you're in, here's another endowment from God. It is the oil of champions. Glory to God. I'm putting an oil tree in the midst of your desert. Whew, glory to God. Search for it. Move other stuff out of the way, because it's there. It's there. If I got a word on it, I can stand on it. I can't tell you how many dry seasons I've gone through in my life. And I'm preaching to somebody up in here that's going through it. I can't tell you how many dry seasons. And if it wasn't for the oil of God, I would have died in my circumstance. But I thank God for fresh oil. Ooh, thank you, God. Let me help y'all. Say it with me. Yeah. You feel that fresh oil is in the house. That's right. Look at that. That's right. Go ahead and kick it out. Fresh oil. That's right. That's right. Fresh oil. It's even flowing now. It's flowing now. Priorities determine what you do and what you don't do. It is priorities that determine what you do or what you don't do. Where you go or where you don't go. It is priorities. And some of us have mixed up our priorities. If you're looking for a full and abundant life, it's time for you to set proper priorities. Because your abundance will be tied to the priorities that you give them. Matthew chapter 6 and verse 21 says, "For where your treasure is," priorities, "that's where your heart will be." So wherever your priorities is, you're going to start seeing your trail, a trail of financial contribution. And if your priorities are off, you will be sowing in the wrong thing. When you should be sowing in this, you'll be sowing in that. And wherever your treasure goes, that's where your heart will be. So priorities will determine what you do or what you don't do. Where you go or where you don't go. Where do you spend your money? Real quiet. Where do you spend your time and your energy? This is where your priorities are. Real simple. And your priorities are where your heart is. And if you want God to be priority, or God to be number one, or the apex, you have to start directing your heart toward him. You have to tell your heart, "I'm going to love the Lord." Let me just show you. It doesn't come natural. It doesn't come. God is spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. But your heart can be tricked. There are people who love pearls and diamonds. There are people who love things, homes, cars, houses, and land. You'll see funds go there. But when it comes to God, there is no seed. And we're trying to get people to worship who have no seed. That's why the heart, the Bible says it in Romans chapter 8, that the heart of man, the spirit of man, or the flesh, is enmity against God. Naturally, without you doing anything, your flesh doesn't want to raise its hands to God. Your flesh doesn't want to give God the glory. It is enmity. It means it wars against it. And one of the battles that I go through is trying to get fleshly people to see something spiritual. Somehow or another, to transfer you out of what you feel and what you think into a place of spirituality where you can commune with God, because he is spirit. And they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Yet this flesh fights against it. Glory to God. If I sold $1,000 into any person right now, very seldom would they give 100 of that back to the kingdom. They would take the whole 1,000 and do something for flesh. Even if the 1,000 came from me. I want you to think about where the heart is. You have to tell the heart. You have to say to it, "I'm going to sow into the kingdom of God, that my heart would beat for kingdom things." Set the priorities so you can get the spiritual endowment that God wants you to have. Does God work with money? No, God doesn't necessarily work with money. He says, "But where your treasure is, that's where your heart will be." God knows where his heart is. You have to direct your heart to God. Just like you took time to get dressed, brush your teeth, wash your hair to get to the house of the Lord this morning. You told yourself, I got to get up. I got to get on up. Get up. I got to get on up. I got to get on the scene. I got to get on up to get to the house of God so you can worship. Don't just stop with coming. You got to take it to the next level and direct your soul, because you can't worship him in flesh only. It's in spirit and in truth. And wherever your treasure is, your priorities are, your heart will be also. Now I'm preaching to people who may have been coming to church for a long time, but their heart is far from God. You may be in the building, but you're not even listening. You're writing notes and looking at stuff versus really focusing. How can I get my heart to beat after God? How can I make him priority in my life? Because he's not impressed with our duty. He's impressed with our heart soil. For the kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man who sowed seed. And some seed fell by the wayside. And some seed fell among thorns. And some seed fell in stony places. But then there's a few whose seed fell on good ground. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. And it brought forth a hundredfold. Can somebody say amen? I'm talking to a few people in here that's got some good heart soil. And as I sow this word, as the Spirit begins to sow word, you're going to see God call you to grow. And your priorities are going to shift and change. It's going to affect this church, but it's going to affect your house. Because your heart needs to be tied to your house. And if you start sowing right and doing right, you'll start seeing the heart for your house increase in the name of the Lord. And your heart for his house increase in the name of Jesus. And your heart for his purposes increase in the name of the Lord Jesus. And your heart for your children increase in the name of Jesus. But don't get your priorities right. God is first. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and he'll add all of these other things unto you. Thank you, God. And when your eyes and heart are focused on God, everything else will fall into place. Let me say it again. When your heart and your eyes are focused on God, everything else will begin to fall into place. So I determine, I decree in the name of the Lord that that those under the sound of my voice are beginning to direct their heart and their eye unto the Lord. That everything else will begin to come and shuffle and fall into place. The steps, this is Psalm 30 and verse 5. The steps of a righteous, of the righteous are ordered of the Lord. What makes us righteous? It doesn't make us righteous because we do or don't do. Jesus makes us righteous. But you got to direct your eye and your heart to the Lord. And the steps of that person will be ordered by God. You'll start seeing the path open up. And you begin to understand. And I'm here to tell you right now, you will rise up out of that ditch that you're in right now. Or that rut. You will stop recycling emotional, degrading thoughts. You begin to set new seed and new priorities so you can follow new paths and find out what God has in store for you. Glory to God. Steps of the righteous are ordered by the Lord. Woo. Thank you, Jesus. That means your heart and your focus is placed on God again. Write it in your notes. Walk in strength and power. I decree and declare that we're not walking in weakness. We're not walking in weakness and impotence. We're walking in strength and power. I decree that in Jesus' name. I said I decree it in Jesus' name. We're not walking in weakness. Say, I'm not weak. I need you to say it with conviction. I'm not weak. Right, you're walking in strength right now. I decree and declare you're moving from faith to faith in Jesus' name. From strength to strength in Jesus' name. And from glory to glory in the name of Jesus.
Now, you don't even have to feel it, but you should agree with me and set your priorities. If the Bible says you move from strength to strength, stop telling me how you feel. I need you to decree what God is saying. And I declare that you're moving from strength to strength. You're not about to lose it. You're not about to give up. You're not about to quit. You're not about to go away. You're not about to do any of that. You're going to put one step before the other, and you're going to begin to move with strength in Jesus' name. You're moving in strength and you're moving in power. Let me just decree it in the Greek. You're moving in dunamis. I decree dunamis to overcome every situation in the name of Jesus. The devil is a liar. He doesn't want you to succeed, but God put too much in you. There's too much life in you for you to die now. There's too much issue. There's too many any issues that God has given you with power. Hallelujah. He brought you out before. He's bringing you out now, and he's going to bring you out in the future. I'm walking in victory. I'm walking in strength in and through the power of the Holy Spirit. And the power of the Holy Spirit is an incredible force, greater than anything that I can possess. God has given us the Holy Spirit to help us to walk in strength. So tap into that resource. Glory to God. It's a place where you live. It's not a place where you just visit. Strength is your home. That's where you live. Strength is not a place you go on vacation to get. Strength is where you live. That's my address, Strength Street. I'm not living on Weakness Avenue. I'm living on Strength Street. That's where I live, not where I visit. That's not my neighbor's house. That's my house. It's not my cousin's house. It's my house. It's not my parents' house. It's my house. It's not my bishop's house. It's my house. Woo, Jesus. I'm walking in strength from every room and corridor. I decree there's no weakness in my dwelling. There's no weakness in my faith. There's no weakness in my ability. God has given me the ability to overcome. I can overcome every issue. I'm talking about an overcomer's anointing, a champion's oil. You're in the midst of your desert, but God is bringing you out and causing you to step into another dimension. Glory to God. I'm speaking to some weaknesses here and enfeeblings, and I know you're there, but I'm taking you to another zone in your mind and in your spirit. My name is Victory. I'm going to the next level. Glory to God. I've been a victim way too long, but that's not my name. You victimized me, but that's not my name. You came against me when I was weak, but that's not my name. You hit me with your best shot, but that's not my name. I've been hurt like I've never been hurt before, but that's not my name. You can't label me with what you put on me. My name is strength. My name is power. My name is victory. Ooh, Jesus. Come on, champions. Where are the oily people at? Woo, Jesus. Woo. Glory to God. Glory to God. The devil been telling you you're weak and you can't make it. No. In the midst of this storm, God is, ooh, Jesus. Ooh. Come on, start walking it out. I feel the anointing. Glory to God. Ah, you're coming out of that quagmire. You're coming out of that pit. Ooh, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he heard my cry and brought me up out of a horrible pit, out of the muck and miry clay, and set my foot on a rock and established my going and put a new song in my mouth. Ah, Jesus. Ooh, I'm walking in strength. I'm walking in victory. I'm walking in might. I'm walking in power in Jesus' name. Ooh, you can't feel that? How good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It's like an oil. Ooh. God don't make no mistakes. God wanted this message preached right now for the people of God that's under the sound of my voice. You're not going to quit. You're not going to give up. You're not going to throw in the towel. You're going to set your feet on the rock so he can establish the goings. Clap your hands, all you people. Woo. Woo. Strength is not a place that you visit. It's your home.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For an MP3 of today's message, The Oil of Champions, log on to our website at www.truthrevealed.org and download reference number 2207-2408. That's reference number 2207-2408.
Shy Inspired Men, it is time to register for The Red Zone, the 2023 Men's Advance Reloaded, scheduled for Friday and Saturday, January 13th and 14th. Check out the Truth Reveal mobile app or website to register for this action-packed event. Take advantage of the combo package and remember to order your conference t-shirt and polo. It is almost time. Yes, it's almost time for the Christian Education Department's Christmas program. Join us on Christmas Day at 9:30 a.m. for a wonderful time as the children share the various words and songs that celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. As 2022 draws to an end, we invite you to join us for our Ignite 2023 Worship Experience on Saturday, December 31st. Doors will open at 8 p.m. and the experience starts at 9 p.m. So come early to get your seat. Women's Sunday School is still on every Sunday at 10 a.m. So make sure to join Pastor Sabrina in the sanctuary.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.
You know, Diane, just the other day, you were telling me about how the devil was standing in the way of your blessings and breakthrough. Come on, tell the people what you told that devil.
Well, Jimmy,
come on, Diane.
I told the devil.
Come on.
To get on out of my way, and he's got to move.
Yes, sir.
Ooh, yeah. Oh, I told the devil to get on out of my way, and he's got to move. I feel this thing.
I'm feeling it too.
After death the Holy Ghost come, the power